And it's time to find out what's happening out at Lacapara Valley High School with Superintendent Greg Schmidt. Greg's in the studio with us. And how's your day going, Greg?
It's going well.
Beautiful weather.
Yeah, for sure. It's finally spring.
Yeah, it beats having a couple feet of snow on the ground.
Well, huh? I just think 2 weeks ago today we had 20 inches, or we were on the way to 20 inches. So that was... It's 2 weeks later and we don't have any snow. It's amazing.
Yeah, it always amazes me how fast that snow melts. It's just unbelievable how much snow went just like that.
So. Yeah, it really went quick.
Yep. All right. Well, we've got a lot to talk about in our Lacapara Valley School update. And Greg, it's always springtime is always a busy year with everything out at Lacapara Valley, isn't it?
It really is. We have all of our usual activities, but then there are end-of-the-year things that only happen at the end of the year, and they just, one after another, sometimes there are two on the same day, so it's a pretty crazy schedule.
Yeah. All right. What do you have for us then?
Well, I think one of the big things that's been on my plate lately was the community survey that was dealing with facilities, and the survey went out at the end of March, and we had a community information meeting on the 1st of April, and... had about 150 people in attendance, and I think people that came to the meeting made it pretty clear that they wanted to maintain three locations. Mm-hmm. Again, whether they were representative of the whole population, I can't say, but certainly of the people that were there, it was very clear that they favored keeping the elementary buildings in their communities and not having them consolidate out at the high school.
So why don't we back up? What was that information meeting about again?
It was about the survey itself and sort of what the board's doing and planning and things like that. Okay. So the board really has made no decisions. They wanted to get a survey out to find out what people in the communities thought about things. And
especially the maintenance of buildings and stuff like that?
Yeah. Whether we spend money on fixing older structures or whether we would consider building new out at the high school location.
Okay. So. All right. Yeah, that's a good group of people that showed up for that. That's good to see, though, 150 people.
Yeah, it was a big group. Yeah. And then that survey itself was completed on the 23rd, which was Tuesday. And we do know already that we had 845 people that completed the survey. So we're pretty encouraged by those numbers. We haven't gotten the results and don't know much of anything about the results. We just do know that we had 845 people complete the survey, and 37 of them did it on the very last day. So we even got, 3-4% of the total surveys done on the last day.
Procrastinators.
Well, I won't say that, but
I think I got mine done day one when it came out. I think so.
Yeah, we had 190 or so on the first day.
Yep. So, I was one of those.
Yeah, so that's good.
Good, yeah, that's a good number there, 845 people.
Yeah, I think it was pretty good. Yeah. And then just the information about the results of the survey is going to be done in a public meeting at a special board meeting on Monday, May 13th at 5:30 in the High School Media Center. So if people are interested in being there in person, they can come at that time. Certainly that will be reported in the newspapers and on the radio, and also we'll have all of the information posted on our website so people can
access it there. When's that again?
Monday, May 13th at 5:30 in the High School Media Center.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be interesting to see what the results are of that survey.
I think a lot of people are curious about that.
Yep. You got the agenda there in front of you? What's happening? It's a long agenda that you got there in front of you.
Well, we have...
things are happening.
Yeah, we had a board meeting back on Tuesday the 23rd in the morning because of the Easter break. We've historically taken that Monday off after Easter, so the board meeting gets moved to Tuesday. And, there wasn't a whole lot of note. I talked about the community survey and the things that we just talked about. They did approve the school calendar for next year, and it starts a week earlier than Labor Day, which, again, has been a recent tradition of ours. We awarded some bids for lawn mowing and garbage for those companies. Probably it's good news, but not really newsworthy otherwise. The meeting went very quickly. It was 45 minutes.
It's my kind of meeting.
Yeah, my kind of meeting too. I think, though, probably the most noteworthy thing was that Shannon Benke, who had been appointed to that seat at the last board meeting, she became eligible to vote as a board member on the 25th of April, so
okay,
on Thursday. So she's officially a board member now.
Good, and she'll be a good one.
She will, too.
Yep. We got prom coming up on Saturday, May 4th. It's that time again?
You know, I don't actually know the time. It's no. not on the sheet in front of me either, so.
Saturday, May 4th, though, right?
It is, yeah, yes. Okay.
It's always a big day for kids.
Yeah, and I think the K through 12 art show on the 6th of May, which is Monday, is a big thing. That's from 3:30 till 7. Yep. 7 or 7:30, I can't remember.
Yeah, I believe the junior achievement kids they have a cookie business that they'll be selling their cookies during the art show there. I interviewed some of those kids.
Yeah, that's at the same time, so yep. I guess it's 3:30 to 6:30.
Okay, that's the art show.
Yeah,
Monday, May 6th, and I think I'll be out there. We'll be doing some live broadcasts that day. Mm-hmm. So good.
And we have Teacher Appreciation Week the 6th through the 10th of May. And so one of the things that we do each year is do a Teacher Appreciation Breakfast on the 8th at 7:30. So Wednesday, May 8th at 7:30. That's always a popular thing.
Yep. I believe it's even a Teacher Appreciation Week, isn't it, that week
it
or
is.
Something?
Okay. Yes, it is.
Good. Always appreciate the teachers.
Well, they're pretty pretty critical in the whole education situation. I think some of us have significant jobs, too, but it's the people working with kids one-on-one that are very, very important. So
yeah.
So we appreciate them.
Even at my age, I remember fondly my teachers that I had in high school and what an impact they actually had on my life.
Yeah, I had two that were especially instrumental to me, and had it not been for them, I may not have been a teacher. It just was, I wanted so much to be like them and treat kids the way that they treated me and others, and just really wanted to be a teacher because of them.
Yep, so hats off to all the teachers.
For sure.
All right. What else we got going on at Lac Parle?
Oh, my. We have Dollars for Scholars is Wednesday, the 8th of May. We have choir and band concerts in May. 5 through 12 choir is on the 13th, which is a Monday. And the band concert is on the 20th, the following Monday. And that's the 5 through 12 band concert. So two important things. We have a junior high honors breakfast on the 17th. K through 6 field day on the 17th, National Honor Society induction on Sunday, May 19th at 6 p.m. And we have baccalaureate on Wednesday the 22nd, which is also the last day for seniors this year. And then we have another morning scholarship program, different than Dollars for Scholars, on Thursday, May 23rd. The seniors have graduation practice that morning, and then there's a short program where other groups give out scholarships on the same day.
Okay.
Then graduation is the 26th of May, which is also a Sunday at 1 o'clock. And then Wednesday the 29th is the last day for all of the kindergarten through 11th grade students.
Right. And Strengthening the Family has their Stampede the Fun down at the Lac Parle Fairgrounds that day,
too. That's right. That's right. That's a wonderful event. I got to participate last year for the first time. And it was great.
Yep, that's on the 29th after school down at the Lac Parle Fairgrounds. So come on down for that.
I think it's 5 to 7, I think.
Yep, 5 to 7. Yeah, come down and have supper with the family. And a lot of fun activities going on.
Yeah, it really is.
So, and staff work day on the 30th, I see, huh?
Yes, it is.
All right, and that completes your second full year at the Lac Parle Valley, right?
Complete my second full year.
It goes fast, doesn't it, Greg?
It's been amazing. It's been amazing.
Yep. Yeah. Anything on the elementary schools?
Well, you know, a lot of the things have been mentioned already, concerts and different things, but one of the buildings has had kindergarten roundup already, and the other one, Appleton Milan Elementary, is doing kindergarten registration on May 2nd. Again, there are lots of things going on. Most of them have been mentioned. I think one of the things to mention, too, is the Madison Public Library has a really great summer reading program, and the classes at MMN will be going over there to help promote the summer reading program. So we hope kids will do that. We believe that by being involved in reading over the summer, they're going to retain more than they would if they, you know, their reading skills will improve instead of digress. So
okay. All right. Well, you had your plate full there, Greg.
Yeah, it's again, it's a busy time of the year. It's a wonderful time of the year, but it's also a busy time of the year. So,
yep.
Two other things just wanted to mention real quick regarding community education. Summer Rec program, they've been signing kids up for Summer Rec for the last couple of weeks. And they have an online registration so they can do that, do the forms online instead of having to get paper forms. And the other thing is the daycare numbers are starting to grow. I know that as recently as earlier this week, there were 8 infants in the infant room at the same time.
Oh, so, yeah. How's that going, the Lockbrawl daycare?
It's going pretty well.
Good.
You know, I think once we build our reputation a little bit, and there are a whole bunch of babies scheduled to be born this summer whose parents have contacted the daycare already.
Oh, nice.
About daycare, I think that's going to make things run a little bit more smoothly, and people will be able to get into a regular routine with the schedule, and so.
Yep, good. All right, Greg, well, thanks for coming in again, and just want to remind everybody, May 6th through the 10th is National Teacher Appreciation Week, and so appreciate those teachers that week, huh? Yeah, all the time, actually.
All the time, but especially make a note if you didn't think of it before, and maybe this will prompt you to thank the teachers for the great work they do.
All right. Thanks, Greg, for coming in again and telling us what's happening at Lockbrawl.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, and enjoy the nice sunny day.
Oh, I think it's going to be wonderful.
Okay. Greg Schmidt, Lockbrawl Valley Superintendent, filling us in what's happening out at Lockbrawl Valley.